Welcome to the RCAD Extended Cast.
Extended.
We're back and still no Nick.
I've been waiting for him. I mean, we sent him the link, but geez.
Yeah.
What a slacker.
He just said, screw you, I ain't showing up. I have my own thing now with my stories.
At the end of that episode, we talked about we're going to take a look at our reviews, and we're definitely going to share this one on our next normal show. But a quick shout out to LBI TV, who sent us a review that, according to iTunes, says it was on Saturday. So That's a very recent review. Thank you very much for the 5 stars. We'll read that and talk about getting you some artwork.
There we go.
So the story.
Yeah, and feel free, LBI TV, to send in an email.
Was that me or Matt?
Matt sounds like he's at the fucking drive-thru at McDonald's.
Yeah. Orange drink!
I predict Matt is going to get disconnected in 5 seconds. 3, 2.
Yeah,
like 3 seconds. So
have you ever heard that routine where the guy's ordering food and he wants an orange drink?
No.
I want an orange drink! Orange drink! Screaming at him. It's a whole thing where he's ordering food and they keep repeating it. It's some comedian. It's got back in the 80s, I think. It's so funny. But it's so true.
So anyways, I'll get started in the story. And when Matt jumps in without the context, it's going to be even funnier. So I'm gonna start off with the story. So I'm also doing a 14-day cleanse.
Oh, right? Okay.
So just trying to clean out the system. It's been a rough hibernation winter / spring. And I'm in the
now. What do you take? Are you gonna explain what it?
Yeah, I want to get the story started so Matt can jump in halfway because it'd be that much more awkward. I'll share what it is at the end. So anyway, I'm taking this 14-day cleanse. Essentially, what it does is it just totally flushes you out. And you gotta take the pills at night before you go to bed and do their magic, right? So, anyways, fast forward to the morning. And I'm bringing my daughter to school, and I go for a walk with her to school. I was telling before on the main show how it's kind of like a moment in the mornings where it's just, you know, my daughter and I, and we get to hang out. So I'm walking to school. It's a nice morning, the whole nine. And we walk through primarily like 90% of the walk, 95% of the walk is through, you know, suburban neighborhoods. And so I get her to school, and as I'm dropping her off, I'm starting to feel a rumble. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
man, no, that's not no, great, that's right? So I start making the return trip. Now, it took me 23 minutes. I actually had my Apple Watch on. I was recording my steps the whole nine. And it took me 23 minutes to get to school with her. It took me 15, 16 minutes to get home. Because I no way was I running, because obviously a 15-minute running mile would be pretty rough. But I was walking back. Oh, Matt, perfect.
All right, perfect timing, Matt.
It's all good. So I'm walking back, and I get close to my – and as I get closer and closer and closer, it's almost as if my brain and my asshole are connected, because
– well, aren't they?
Right, you know, but like psychologically, right? Yeah. So like psychologically knowing I'm closer to home, I just have to shit my brains out at this point. Like,
are you Tim?
I'm at that point where it's not like you're clenching your ass because you're trying to just
look at that tight ass walk.
First of all, my prediction of Matt jumping in without context is fucking gorgeous right now, because the look on his face is fucking priceless.
It is perfect. It is perfect.
Yeah. So I finally get back to the house, and I get to the house, and what happens? The fucking lock to my house, which is an automatic lock. This is the moment in time in which the batteries run out, so it won't fucking turn. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, the door won't unlock. The door won't unlock. Oh, my fucking God, the door won't unlock. Meanwhile, I've got – it's not like you have to take a dump like a normal shit. It's like your stomach is doing everything it possibly can, and your intestines are doing everything within their power, in their biological power, to expel the demons from your body. That's the feeling that I have. It's not so much that hurt in the butt. It's the hurt in the gut, which is probably even worse, right? Because there is just a fucking boiling cauldron of shit just trying to make its way through your body. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I am going to shit my pants. And then the moment I realized that, well, guess what? The door wasn't actually even locked because it said the battery issue that was having didn't have the battery power to lock the door.
That's kind of a scary system.
So, but if I looked at my phone, which I didn't bring with me, I would have realized that the battery power, it tells you the battery's power is out. Yeah. So, but I chose to have the walk without technology and just,
I feel like the lock is a metaphor for your ass at this point.
So dude, I get in and fucking hell, that was the best, most relieving moment of the last, like, you know, few months. So that was my walk from home story.
I've had several of those stories, but my favorite, because I have stomach issues. And I used to coach travel hockey, and like every other week I had to drive to LA or Orange County. And so I think I was driving to LA, and all of a sudden I'm driving through around Camp Pendleton. Now, if you've ever been up there, there's Camp Pendleton, nothing else. I mean, they own miles and miles of this beautiful beach land that's probably worth trillions of dollars. We could pay the national debt off. We just sold Camp Pendleton. And it's like where San Onofre and stuff like that. So all of a sudden I go, oh crap. I mean, there's no bushes, there's no trees or anything. You could just run out and go, okay, I'm camping, you know, but sorry. Sure. Also, I go, oh crap, I'm not going to make it. I know the next, cause I know where the bathrooms are. I go, the next rest up, there's no rest up. It's like a McDonald's or something like that. I go, it's like 20, I'll never make it. So I see these porta potties over there. It's like an armed guard over there. And I pull up, and I go, yeah, I got a strange request. I go, can I go use the porta potty? Because I'm not going to make it. He goes, what's the restricted area, sir? I go, I get that. But I go, I'm not going to make it. And he goes, all right, just leave your car here, walk over there and just do what you have to do and come back. So
the guard was just there guarding shit?
No, he was guarding the whole Camp Pendleton area.
Okay, fair enough.
He probably got in trouble for letting me in.
Yeah,
because
duty for the next month.
I said, I can't thank you enough because I never would have made it. I never would have made it to the next location. But I could thank that guy because he saved me from a lot of embarrassment. But that's my poop story.
All right, Matt. So the beginning of the story, we decided whether or not I was going to wait for you to come back, but I thought that would be way funnier if you just got the story out of context.
He said, fuck, Matt.
Which it was way funnier.
It was, because so, I'm like, what the hell kind of shit show is this?
Yeah, so I decided that haven't been feeling my best recently, and I want to just kind of kickstart my way back into feeling better and being in better shape. So I did start a 14-day colon cleanse.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. I was,
and this was the first moment in which I really felt the effects
of the colon cleanse.
Of the colon cleanse in the morning, and
you probably thought you were starting a 14-day chili eating contest.
And it it came on kind of unexpected. And
hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello. It was good. That's my end story.
That's great. I've never had any shit problems ever, so I feel bad for you too.
Well, I don't have shit problems. These are literally brought on because of the cleanse. I'm just literally just trying to flush everything out, and I'll tell you.
I'm trying to. Yeah,
it works.
I'm just trying to sound like a badass to all of our listeners. But anyway.
What's our Amazon link? Because I'll tell you, that's where I got the stuff, and I will tell you right now, it works. Just be careful in your timing, your mornings out. But it's called the Dr. Tobias colon 14-day cleanse.
Isn't that the guy from
Arrested Development?
Arrested Development.
Ironically,
yeah.
The first question in the Q&A on Amazon is that. Hold on, where is it? Is this product from Dr. Tobias Funk? Is it better than T-Mosul?
What happens if your door battery doesn't work?
Oh, dude, terrifying fucking experience. But anyways,
what happens if you're at work and your battery goes out?
That happened today. It happened again because I didn't fix it. I got the text from my wife today. She's like, "This is the message I got on my phone." And I was like, all right, I'll fix it when I get home, which reminds me, I should probably do that. The thing is, though, if the battery stops working, the lock that I have doesn't replace the actual key lock. It's just a mechanism that latches onto the back of a deadbolt. and okay. moves it, so you can still use your own manual key.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You can still unlock that thing manually. That's good to know.
Because I've thought about those things. I go, what happens if the battery dies? It's awesome.
I absolutely love it.
My parents have one, actually. So it comes in convenient, it's very convenient because they have a pool. And so during the summertime, we're always over there, like, at odd hours, you know. And it's like, oh, what's the code, you know? And you just punch it in and, you know.
I mean, one of the best things ever is that, like, when you leave the house and you go outside of your geofence, as they call it, with like a couple hundred yards from the home, the door will automatically lock. And when I pull into the driveway, it'll automatically unlock for me as well, which is nice. Really?
That's some new age.
Technology's getting too smart.
21st century, man.
Yep.
Yeah. It's scary. It's like BSG.
That's my shit story.
Talk about bad finales.
Are you really going to go there with BSG?
No, I actually like the finale.
Oh, okay.
I thought BSG's finale was great.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You know what I loved about BSG's finale? Was that the last third dealt with them just like, it was kind of more of an epilogue. And I liked that. I wanted to live with the post. I wanted to be in that. And their post, their epilogue, and I'll agree with this, way better than Game of Thrones epilogue.
But there's still a lot of people that don't like it.
I understand, but, you know, fuck those people. So
that's true.
So they probably also didn't get the whole Quantum Leap ending. So, and if you like what I have to say about Quantum Leap, check out Crazy Hank, where Crazy Hank has been covering some of the...
you talked about Quantum Leap on our last...
I did. I talked about Quantum Leap on Crazy Hank. So, and I will be making another
appearance
on Crazy Hank TV on Thursday. So check it out. So, anyway, just a little tiny, tiny little plug there for.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice. Crazy Hank needs all the plugs you can get. Hair plugs.
Hair plugs, butt plugs, you know.
Which you can get on Amazon.
Yep. You can get anything on Amazon, man.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
It is kind of scary that you can get anything you want on Amazon.
I bought a rivet tool on Amazon.
For what?
Today. I'm replacing... all right. I just thought of a whole story I can tell. I'm going to try to condense it so it's not too
is your
long.
Is your toque for your skates coming off, so you have to put a new toque on?
So, no. So, here's the thing. So, my wife just gave birth. Mother's Day happened.
That would explain the baby.
And the rivets.
Mother's Day happened. I'll get to that.
So you bought your wife for Mother's Day a rivet machine.
Hey, let me finish. It's a payoff. It's not great, but it's a payoff.
Okay.
So my wife gave birth. Mother's Day happened. Her birthday was this month.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our 10-year anniversary is next month.
God, you didn't time this out well.
No.
Really poor on your part.
And I didn't get her anything.
What? Did you get a flower at least?
Because
you wanted to get a ribbon gun.
I want to get a ribbon gun. No. So because I had planned out and budgeted it out. She's been asking ever since we got married to have an additional band for her rings. So she's got an engagement ring that I had custom made for her, and she got a wedding band, which is not the same as the engagement ring, but it's similar to, and it lines up. So she's been asking for another band to go on the other side forever. Right. So what she didn't know is that the reason why she didn't get a push present, which is bullshit, by the way, push presents drive me crazy. A birthday present and a Mother's Day gift was because I was conspiring all along to get that band, the diamond band for her. So her birthday was last week. And I couldn't keep it from her because I had to have her be involved in the process because at the turn of the ring and the whole nine. So I revealed to her on her birthday what was going on, and she's over the moon excited, like super pumped. She's gonna get on the band. So I made the fatal mistake of bringing her to the jeweler, which I had to do. It wasn't a mistake. It was
you couldn't just bring that. You just couldn't bring that whole thing that they have the ring fitter. And when she was sleeping, slide it over her fingers.
but they had to inspect it and all this type of stuff too. So anyways, we get there, and so I had already had the whole thing planned out, had it all budgeted out, had the pricing all squared away, negotiated, and she's like, well, she goes, is there anything else you need to have done? She's like, you know, we can do anything you need to do. And my wife goes, well, I've been wondering. And I was just like, fuck. And I mentioned before that the settings aren't exactly the same on the wedding band as they are the engagement ring. She's like, I was wondering if we could, if anything we could do to help these match up better, blah, 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 and the other thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here it comes, right? So fast forward. What ends up happening is she's now getting two new rings because they're taking her wedding band and they're melting it down. They're reusing the diamonds on her wedding band and recreating a wedding band that matches the prongs of her engagement ring. And then they're duplicating that and making the second ring, the one that was going to get her initially. Oh, yeah. So my budgeted, you know, $1,200 budget that I had set aside for myself turned into a $2,100.
I'm still not understanding the Rubik gun
or the math.
So well, the math is that I had to essentially buy a second ring, but they cut me a deal.
$2,100.
So is it $1,200 the ring that was going to get her?
Okay. Right.
All right. And it's still $1,200 the ring that was going to get her, but they charged me an additional
$800 or $900
for the for the melting down and recreation of a new.
So you're just paying more.
Yeah. So she's like, "Well, I guess I really have to get you something now." I'm like, "Yes, yes, you do." And here it is. This is what I want, and it's a new soft top for my Jeep. So she ordered me a soft top for my Jeep that same day. And
did they have to melt down the old one, or does it match everything?
But there's these straps that hold the two, they call bows, which is like the hardware framework that holds the soft top up. There's these straps that go across and connect two of them together. They're called bow straps. They're just tattered and torn. I had to replace them, and they are fastened on with rivets. So I need to buy a rivet gun to put
there. Oh, so you haven't bought the rivet gun?
I ordered it yesterday or today on Amazon.
Okay, I see what you said. Okay, you have.
Yeah, it's arriving on Thursday.
Do you go on janejack.com, Amazon?
Of course I did.
There you go. Oh. Perfect. You think.
That's very riveting.
Yeah.
Riveting tail there.
Fucking diamonds.
I don't get, I said 1,000. I don't get jewelry. I don't understand it.
Wait, what did you get your wife for Mother's Day?
Who, me? My wife has kids.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
I gave her me.
Sure, that would go over like a wet fart in church, Jack.
What else would she want? Like for Father's Day, I just like to be left alone. Just like to be left alone. Father's Day, just leave me alone. I used to call Thanksgiving Dad's Day. She goes, "How's it Dad's Day?" I go, "Because there's football on. I'm just supposed to be here to eat, right?" So just let me sit here and watch football. It's Dad's Day. It never went over, but I tried to get it. I tried to get it going, you know, get a tradition going, but never worked.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got. My terrible stories of having to buy diamonds, shitting my pants, and
where'd Matt go?
Matt said he'd be right back.
Okay. I did have I told a story on Crazy Thing TV. My wife and I, there's this lady that lives at the end of the street. And I walk my granddaughter every day that she's here. Well, every day she's here, other than when our grandson's here, because I can't push them both. I said, so there's a lady at the end of the street, about 20 houses down. I've never met her, but three times I've said hello to her, and she just gives me the grouch face. I don't want to say bitch face, but she just gives me that look like she squints her eyes and just looks like she's mad. I said twice at her house, and then once we're walking by each other, I go, there's no possible way I've ever, it's not like our music's louder. There's no way we're so far away. I'm asking, am I, should I keep trying? Or should I just say, fuck it? Just walk by her and say, fuck it.
Fuck it. It's taking away from your quality of life.
I don't get it.
Don't worry about it.
I say hello to everybody. Hello, hey, ho, hey. Even if I don't mean it. Hello, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? Because some people will stop and talk, and you're like, I don't really want to talk, but that's okay.
I think you can just let it go. I mean, at this point, she probably just, she looks at you guys as the infiltrators from California coming into her beautiful town of Raleigh.
Well, she, there's no way she knows we're from California. She moved in after.
Oh,
she, because there used to be, there was a person there at the end of the street where he came, his son came down, our youngest daughter, who was still short, he came down and said that our daughter was bullying him and pushing him around. And we said, would you like to meet our daughter? I think she was like 4 feet tall at the time. He was like 6 feet tall. And he goes, oh, I have the wrong house. So it was something like that. We had the wrong house. They knew each other from school, but it was a girl across the street that was doing all the bullying and stuff like that. But anyway, you know, we wouldn't let our child bully someone.
Right. And after that, I would not let my kids around that kid because clearly he's got a thin skin, but whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. So.
Anyway, I just was going to say that I had for Mother's Day, just to round out the conversation, I guess, about moms, but I had bought my wife a bike for Mother's Day because we had three bikes, one adult and two kid bikes. And we really needed a fourth so that we could actually all kind of ride around together. So, and it was nice, you know, but we had this $100 Target gift card and we bought it at Target. So we go buy the bike. We picked it out. We were like, okay, you know, and I'm in for, you know, however much it's going to cost, but we get there. I left the fucking gift certificate at home.
And I was just like, rookie mistake.
Son of a bitch. So I was like, all right, like, we'll just go ahead and I've got enough. I'll bite the bullet. And, you know, and I just was like, all right, you know, it is what it is. And, my son also is like, well, I need a new bike. And I was like, all right, well, you can save up your money and we'll go ahead and, you know, we can think about buying you a bike when you save up enough money.
Shouldn't waste your money on the Legos.
He said, yeah, I know. No shit. I totally thought about that. He says, no, I'm not buying the bike. You're buying the bike. Total 9-year-old dick move. Love my son, but geez, like, I was like, come on, buddy. So anyway, it all worked out because a week later, all the bikes went on sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, a week after I bought the bike, so she was able to...
Dad win.
She was able to take the receipt, get the money refunded for however much the difference of the sale was, use the gift certificate for my son's bike. My son's bike ended up only costing $30. It all worked out.
So now everybody's happy. Now your daughter's like going, well, I need a new bike.
Well, she gets my old bike and then I would get a bike because the bike that I've been riding is a girl's bike, a women's bike, which by the way, I don't understand the difference between men and women's bikes because to me, the woman's bike with the bar being down at an angle makes more sense. If you're a guy and you fall down on the straight bar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. That's just like a rack waiting to happen.
Did that many a times going down the canyon and jumping, jumps and landing on it and just laying there going, I'll never have kids.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't care about the gender of bikes. Like, give me a woman's bike, give me a man's bike. It makes me no
difference. I didn't know they still made the different bikes. I thought it was just all the same now.
It makes me no difference.
Honestly. I never got that either.
Yeah. So I've been riding a quote unquote woman's bike and my daughter will actually upgrade my bike because it's a little bit taller as she's growing taller. And then I would actually get a proper bike. But
when I was a young kid for Christmas, my parents, Santa Claus, my parents got me this bike that could literally six people could ride it. The seat alone was four people could sit.
Oh yeah. The long banana bike.
But this was like a custom bike.
Oh,
this,
okay.
It had shocks. It had metal. This thing, it actually weighed more than I did. It literally weighed more than I did. So it was like, if it fell over, it fell on top of me. If I fell, it fell on top of me. It was that big. We called it the tank. But we'd have like six people. We could get like six people riding comfortably on the bike. Cause you could ride on the back. Cause they had the metal, what was it called? Sissy bar. Hold up like that. But anyway, remind me, it wasn't good for climbing up hills or anything. Cause the damn thing weighed so much.
That's how my daughter's current bike is. It's a little, it's a bit of a beast for her, but she makes do. So
yeah,
now. But it's I just wanted to say it's been really nice as a family. We've been riding bikes together. We got a lot of trails around our city here. And we've been averaging about 30 miles a week as a family.
That's so good.
Yeah. Nice.
So
are you guys juicing like Armstrong, or are you just natural?
No, but man, my body's starting to feel it though. Like, there's been some nights where I'm just like, cannot stay awake. Like, just I'm out. Like, you know,
it's that. You sure your water bottle is not filled with vodka?
No. The mind doesn't always do what the body.
Oh no. Yeah. Wait till get older.
I'm already in my 40s, dude. Like, I'm feeling.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Oh, really? You think I'm okay.
40s were easy for me.
Okay.
40s were a breeze.
All right, guys. I got a bolt. It's dad time.
Chris, all right, guys.
Good night. Thanks. Thanks. It was a good show.
So, good show, kids. One in a million.
It was. Tuesday. Great show, kids. It was one in a breeze.
It was good to have you back, Chris.
Yes.
Good to be here.
We thank our patrons, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rittnick Leffler, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carry, and the Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for everyone they do. And that's all we got. We're out. We'll be back next week.
Hasta luego and goodbye.